voice and in hearing your voice to love your word, and in loving your word to do your will through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. It's All Saints Day. And as you may remember, you had some homework. You may not remember that because you may not have been here, or you may have just forgotten. And if you didn't bring anything with you, that's okay. I bet you have a story somewhere in you. But I asked you to bring something this week that reminded you of someone who helped to shape your faith. I brought this. It's a game where the goal is to get all of the rings from this peg over to this peg, but you can only move one at a time. And you can't stack a bigger one on a smaller one, you can only stack smaller ones on bigger ones. I won't do the whole thing in front of you, but I love this game in general. But I love it even more because my grandfather made it for me. So this was a Christmas present from him several years ago. And in March, he died. And so it has even more significance for me because now when I look at it, or I hold it in my hands, or I play with it, I remember the joy that we found in doing puzzles like this together and challenging each other to see who could figure out the thing faster. He also made me all of these really intricate puzzles that I didn't bring, where there's like a ring on something and you have to try to get it off, or there's a stick that's like looped through a bunch of rings and you have to try to get it unattached. And I always remember him telling me that you only really successfully got the puzzle correct when you took it apart, could get it back together and take it back apart again. Like you could accidentally get it apart. It was possible, sometimes, to not really know how you managed to disconnect the things. And so you only really solved the puzzle once you could do it forwards, backwards, and forwards again. So, I know this puzzle well now, and I can do it in my sleep, but I still do it a lot. There's something really cathartic and meditative about the clinking of the rings and moving them from place to place. And it makes me feel like I'm still connected to him. He taught me an awful lot about faith. Not so much because he went to church every Sunday or because he talked about God all the time. That was my other grandfather, the pastor. But because he was faithful to his work, and he was faithful to his family, and he was kind, and he was funny. And because he told these great stories that helped to paint a picture. And all of those things are things that I still carry with me. And the love that he had for me shaped my faith in ways I'm not even sure I can fully put into words, but ways that I feel very deeply. And many of you all have people in your life who help to shape your faith. That part of who you are as a child of God has an awful lot to do with who those people were in your life, or maybe still are in your life. When we talk about saints, we have a tendency to think about the really impressive people of faith, right? Like Mother Teresa, or Bishop Oscar Romero, both of whom were recently sainted, or Martin Luther, or Thomas Aquinas, or, you know, those big, important people who did those big, important things that everybody knows about because their stories have been told over and over again throughout all of history. But the people who help to shape our faith, yours and mine, the everyday, ordinary people in our lives, those people are saints too. And so on this All Saints Day, I would like for you to find someone in the congregation that you can pair up with, someone who you did not come to church with this morning, and someone who doesn't already know the story, so you're not really into them, talking to them about somebody they already know. So we're all going to get up and we're going to find a partner, and I want you to share the thing that you've brought or the story that you thought of, y'all are related to them. It was a nice try, though. So, find someone that you can share your story about your saint with. Because that's part of how we keep the saints alive, is by telling their stories. Part of how we keep their life and their love and their light alive is to continue to share the stories of who they were and what they meant to us. So at this time, get up and find somebody. So what was it like to get to share your story of your saints?
Fun.
Interesting.
Heartwarming.
What were some of the characteristics that you heard about when you were listening to someone else describe their saints? What were some of the characteristics of that person that they described to you?
People's deeds, how they lived their faith.
Okay, so you heard about some of the things that they did. Were there specific qualities about the kind of people that they were, or the way that they made people feel?
Kindness, they always showed kindness.
Kindness was one of the themes.
Courage.
Selflessness. So today we remember all of the saints who have gone before us, people who were kind and courageous and strong and selfless, people who showed compassion, people who were wise, people who made us feel like we were important, people who took the time to share their faith with us in countless ways. But today is also a day to remember that you and I are called to be saints. Beloved of God, called to be saints. We are called to live out our lives and to live out our faith in such a way that it helps to shape the faith of others. That other people are given an opportunity